At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Hi, this is Tony Ruggiero here on the Tour Coach. If you're looking to get better at coaching, teaching, or playing the game of golf, you're in the right spot. I'm about to take you behind the scenes, inside the ropes, with all of the people I meet on my journey in the game of golf that are here to shed some experiences and shed some information that's going to help your journey improve and get better. Get ready. Let's go. Let's get better.
And joining me here on the Tour Coach podcast from New York City, who'd have thought we'd come in to do one of these New York Five Iron Golf, their first teaching summit. I thought it was awesome today. Great job, by the way.
Yeah, you too. No, it was good. It was. It shows that there's a couple of there's a lot of seminars out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a definite, you know, sort of couple spaces that haven't been done.
I thought this was good, showcasing indoor golf. And you know, Mike and I'd come up with the idea. You and I'd talked a year or so ago. I wanted to do something with the dew sweepers and do that and bring in, you know, people that I like that I think have good information. And, you know, when Mike and I talked, I said, you know, Brian, I thought it would be great. And I was appreciative to get the invite. But let's talk a little bit about, we touched on it up there. And you're always good for this type of conversation. But the fads that are out there, like, you know, things that, let's talk a little bit about that stuff going on there.
Well,
and I'm curious your thoughts on the, you know, like the stuff where, like, recently, you know, one camp of people is getting crazy negative about another. I don't know that that's necessarily all great for us and our business, but curious your thoughts on that.
The first thing I would say is that this is the first period of time ever, right, mm-hmm. that you could become a well-known golf teacher. Mm-hmm. Without really teaching anybody worth a damn, possible.
I agree with that. I think that's bad.
Well, it's obviously not good, right? That's how you're getting some of this stuff. You're getting some of this stuff here that's, you look at it and you go, what is the percentage of people that this, I mean, I'm not saying, anything reasonably demonstrated can obviously be done. Mm-hmm. And somebody might do it better, right?
Right.
But then make it something you want to put out there for everybody without a disclaimer. But this stuff is going out without a disclaimer.
No, I agree.
99% of the time, right?
I mean, it. You know, I said to somebody here today, it used to be, I thought, most teachers came up under somebody, right? I mean, people worked, they did work their ass off.
So you would have somebody in a very, maybe not nice way, but not in front of the whole mm-hmm. world.
Right.
Hey, Tony, that stunk, right?
Because yeah,
your mentor and Ben Doyle, my mentor.
They did it.
Hank and Ben, would have 100% saw something they didn't like and told us immediately.
Immediately.
And put us like, we're trying to help now. Like you told, right, like you said, like tough love. But nowadays, and we try to mentor as many people as we can because we were mentored, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But there's a whole lot of people out there that are teaching golf that they may have learned from somebody and they just branched off, but they really didn't have anybody to like
bring them up.
Oh yeah, bring them up. You know, when they say you're raising a kid, it's a real thing, right?
Right.
Raising a kid and raising a teacher, it's not that it's not done. And the problem is that anybody can take their phone out and look at something and they go, "Well, I saw it on YouTube or Instagram," and then you know. In my particular case, I had, we had this, kinetics war for 10 years,
right.
which wasn't just a pain in my booty. It somewhat stifled all instruction conversation. So now all of a sudden that, it's going on so long that it's not really
doesn't seem as heated
because it's all the heat that's under the table and behind the door.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. On the internet, it's not. Mm-hmm. So therefore, now you have a little breathing room for some conversation. And the conversation we're getting is the conversation we were talking about 10 years ago before all this stuff started. It's like it didn't die. Some of this stuff don't die.
What hadn't died?
There's stuff that doesn't die. And why? Here's the simple thing. If you're teaching a pattern, I don't want to hear system. You're teaching a pattern, and you're teaching this pattern pretty much to everybody the same way. And I'm realizing people are swinging like this. I get it. They're looking like this. And I understand. I've been doing this for 3 years. So you're not getting anything by Tony or Brian. If you know your pattern, I don't even damn what it is. You can fix that guy right there in the blue sweatshirt on the other side of this building.
Right.
Because he has his arm too high, or he has his wrist too cupped, or his grip's too weak. Right? Of course, I could say that about a lot of tour players, but I'm just saying,
for sure.
If you're, so I'm not, I think they confuse, especially some of the people that maybe were really poor teachers that got involved in with a system or a method or whatever you want to call it, that they now teach better than they used to. And they think that validates that the stuff is like beyond reproach.
Right.
And I can tell you this right now, I've got video on my phone right here I was looking at when somebody was talking about ground reaction forces of how important they aren't, like to the decimal point of like how much external force is getting to the damn golf club. There's only one place in the world that even has that information. So everybody's stuff is shaky. My stuff, your stuff, everybody's stuff is a little bit shaky. And I would not definitely try to wake up every morning and fight the world with my little system that's been out there for 20 plus years or more and has not taken over yet. Because if anything was good 20 years ago, hey, I got on the internet. And I didn't realize people were even talking about the golf swing. And I go to this website, and they, message board. They were all message
right.
boards.
That back in
and
the
they
message
were,
board.
That's right. And they were talking about slicing and says, you got to fix the over-the-top path. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, well, if your wrist is like this and the club's pointing, like, face at the ground, you might want to fix that first. You know, I got thrown off of 3 forums arguing club face and twist away. Mm-hmm. Now, you can get that lesson from 5,000 people on the internet.
Right.
So it was an idea that was good enough to become, I'm not saying that I was the only person teaching, but I was the only person getting thrown off of websites teaching it. And now they got kids that we saw today that are in their 20s that are teachers at the seminar that are teaching slicers that don't even know where it came from. But the point is it stuck. If your stuff's been out there for 20 years and it hasn't stuck with the majority of people teaching Mr. Faversham and Mrs. Haverkamp, probably isn't as good as you think it is, whoever you are.
Well,
that would include me.
I think there's a rash, too. I'd like your opinion on this. I, you know, I think that some of these certifications and these trainings and things give young teachers, up and coming teachers, that you just said a minute ago, that aren't that good yet. And they make them think that they're way further ahead than they are. And I see some of their Instagram posts, you know, where they get like this, that, and the other. You got to, you know, for these people that don't believe this or whatever, like, and I go back to, I mean, if you've never taught anybody that's any good and developed them, you probably shouldn't be. Just because you took a seminar and you've watched somebody a bunch doesn't mean you're good.
No,
and our mentors, yeah, Ben and Hank would have smacked us in the ass.
Yeah. And the other thing that's easy for people to confuse too is teaching on tour versus successfully teaching on tour.
Correct.
I know of people on tour, and you know more than I do because my guy graduated. Now I got guys that are not on tour
right,
yet.
Right.
But if you've had 40 or 50 different people come to you in the last 10 years and you're teaching three of them, that's not a good batting average.
Yeah.
Might want to think about that. You talk about tour teacher versus not tour teacher. Just like you might want to think about this guy's been up the street with a full book at a terrible driving range for 10 years, and this guy's buddies with somebody that's a famous Instagram teacher.
Well,
this guy's probably a better teacher than this guy.
I think you and I have talked. We've had numerous discussions off of the pod about tour players finding teachers. I think people like you with your information will have more tour pros access you than you would have before because you put a lot of great info out. I mean, I know that I get lots of good young up and coming players, which apart from having fun and all, I try to be introspective at times and I try to think about like, what am I good at? What am I not good
100%.
At? Yeah, and I think that like my best skill set is, I think what I do best, I'm not saying great, but what I do best for me is develop young players. Right. And so because of the internet and a lot of it social media, I have more and more of those people come to me. And I'm the first one to tell you, like, look, I've been on tour a bunch and I've taught some of those guys that are out there. I wasn't as good at that as I was at getting young guys to the tour and then having
a different
success.
It's a completely
right?
different
and
skill
And I think
set.
It has to do with, I think some of it just has to do with, like, look, you build more loyalty in the younger ones. And I think they're more apt to listen. Versus
eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real, and so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy 4 select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit JDPower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
obstacles, sprinklers, a cool breeze. Talk about refreshing. You know what else is refreshing this summer? A brand new phone with Verizon. Yep, get a new phone on any plan with Select Phone Trade-In and My Plan. And lock down a low price for 3 years on any plan with My Plan. This is a deal for everyone, whether you're a new or existing customer. Swing by Verizon today for our best phone deals. 3 year price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate only. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Right? You know, and those things.
And well, and you're also way Leslie Miles. What's he doing right now? Riding up here and
hey, he's still got cash. I know that.
The ends are meeting like a mother. Yeah. But my favorite Eddie Murphy.
Ogeron isn't doing bad either.
His ends are meeting too. That money spends good down the bayou now, I tell you. But no, there's just an unbelievable desire for people to status quo, wherever it is. I had the best seat in the house for 40 years watching the club pro business. And you know, now everybody realizes it's crashing, right? Mm-hmm. I saw this coming for a long time. You know why? Because for 40 years, the best person got the job. When I knew four or five of the people that were applying for a certain job, and I saw who got the job, and then was proven right because it didn't go good. The best people got the job for the last 40 years in the club pro business, not 20% of the time.
I'd agree with that.
Okay, now, that killed the business. This is happening on tour now. The best person for that person is getting the job less than 20% of the time. You're recycling these teachers over and over and over again. And it's very easy if you're one of the 25 people that are at 25 tournaments to just, you can put a you know, for lack of a better term, cock block on whoever you want to easily. Mm-hmm. And I know people, you take me and Jacobs out of the, I know other people that you think they would get more run. They're very well known. They've had some success with some players, and they're not getting all the run. Other people, they're not on tour.
Yeah, and I do so know. I mean, I'm not out there as much. I don't have as much access to it as I used to, right? I do think it, you know, yeah, I don't think it's a closed shop, but I do think that the ones that are out there all the time have way more access to it. And
well, who are they going to take a lesson from? They're going to take a lesson from a guy that they can get a hold of the next day.
Correct. Correct. And they want, you know, they want, like, if they hit it like shit on Tuesday, they want to be able to somebody to take a look at them, you know. And I think it's just, but I think that we're going to shift away from that.
I think it's going to hurt. I think what I was saying, and the point I was making, is it's the same thing's going to happen to tour teaching that's happened to the club pro business.
Right.
There's going to be like 10 big tour teachers instead of 30. And then the bottom's going to fall out. Like, there's less people going to tournaments now than there was before COVID.
Like, so I know that, you know, when I first started going out there all the time, first with Lee Williams and then with Smiley and Bobby Wyatt and those guys, there's way less of them now than there was in 2018, 19.
Because they're doing the descending swings,
well,
you know.
And I also just think that, like, I think at a certain point, like, people like you or me, like, we could make as much money sitting at home teaching.
You're getting paid all the time.
Right.
People don't want to hear that.
That's true.
Tour players sometimes are
tough.
Well,
I mean, it's tough deal, right?
Tough
guys
deal.
Like, you know, guys like Mark and Scotty and those guys have structured it really well and do really well. I was never and am not quite as good on the business end with it, mine, but I do great. I have some guys take great care of me. But, like, again, I've tried to shift my teaching back to what I'm good at and not step into the lanes where, like, I don't think I'm as good at as a quick fix guy. I just don't think that's my specialty. And I don't think that makes me a bad teacher.
Heck no.
Right? I think I'm pretty good at developing folks. But, like, but I think there's guys that are better at tweakers out there.
Yeah.
Like, Scotty would be a guy that likes to tweak things. And then I think there's guys that are more developmental and stuff. So, yeah. But I think it's going the other way.
Yeah, it's going the other way because at the end of the day, the poor guy, you could tell now, like when Roy was struggling with his backswing, he literally has no idea who to call outside of the the people he sees every time he goes to a tournament. And if anybody thinks that those 25 to 40 guys max, I mean, it's more like 25, or the best 25 teachers in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I'm not saying a couple of them aren't in the top 25.
Right. No.
I'm not talking about the Golf Digest. I'm talking about the list only the man upstairs knows.
No, right.
No chance. It's just, well, whoever hears this takes that the wrong way. Too bad.
I'm just saying
there hasn't been a whole lot of new talent for a. This happened before now.
I think you got some newer stuff coming out now. I think you got some newer guys people have found. I know that John Scott Rattan's gotten.
He's got a few guys doing
a nice job.
Yeah. It's going to happen because it happened not 20 years ago, but like 15 years ago when all that Ledbetter era all got old at the same time. And then one day I was at a tournament. I was one of the oldest guys there instantly, just like that. Well, I mean, never felt like I was one of the oldest guys.
I remember when I was going out with Smiley, I felt like I was the young guy out there, right? I go out there now. I mean, I'm one of the old guys, right?
Oh, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I feel like it. I'm 53 circling the drain. But I think it's coming the other way because that's to me why like doing stuff like this has become important to me. And I
Because they watch.
People watch this.
I'm not talking down to the tour players. How would y'all know? You're going to ask another teacher and you're going to get my name? No chance. There's absolutely no chance of that happening. And you know one of the reasons why not? Because I can't teach. That's not the reason you're getting. Don't take a lesson from Brian or don't go to Long Island and get measured by Jacobs and Ellis. You're getting it because it might upset the apple cart if we had a little run. I just want one more run as far as tour goes. I just want one more run just because I think I'm good at it. And I want to stuff it down a couple people's throat. That's it. It's just like a player that would have made a bunch of money when he was in his 20s and 30s. And you go, why is he still out there? He's 45 years old. Why don't he just go, you know, travel with his wife and then turn 50 and go? Because he thinks he can beat those guys one more time. And that's the way I feel. I feel like it's a closed shop. And I felt that way about seminars. When I was young, I said, man, I'd be just as good on that stage as those guys. Man, you couldn't get a run.
Yeah.
But now I'm at these things all the time because it turns out I'm halfway decent at it. And, you know, the business is sort of rudderless right now, but I think that's going to change. I think you're going to have some of these outfits. You saw that the good guys got $48 million of investment money.
Crazy, isn't it?
Well, but that just shows you there needs to be some more golf media. I'm not saying the ones that are out there, the legacy guys, aren't good at what they do. They're all friends of ours. But there needs to be more. Like, for instance, we're talking about golf instruction. This is a golf instruction podcast. It's the worst covered thing in the whole wide world.
Right.
Nobody knows anything. If you don't have firsthand knowledge of what's going on, you would never know who's really working with somebody, who somebody's listening to, who the person who's the new, John Scott Rattan, right? I've heard his name a few times. Well, who's this? Where did he get his information from, right? He invented it on the street. Who's it? If somebody was actually covering the subject, I'd know everything about him.
Right. I agree.
I don't know. There's some pretty big name guys. I don't want to name any of them. They have no. Like, if you search them on the internet, from the day that they showed up when everybody knew who they were to now, you can get all the information you want. But if you want to know, like, something about them before they were out there, it's like the information doesn't exist. It's like the JFK files. It's
right.
I want to know where this guy was 5 years before he was on tour.
One of the things I've tried to
do. I know where you were 5 years before you were on tour.
Yeah.
I could search on the internet and say he was at – he was working for Hank. He was at
I've tried to do is I've tried to use this medium and platform to showcase people that I think are good at what they do, right?
Yeah.
And I think the more that is top teachers, if you will, or people with voices, the more we can highlight those, the more people know about good stuff. And the less chance you have of somebody that really cares about getting better going to a shyster, right? The more we can educate.
Well, and you know, there are people out there, I won't name any names, but y'all can fill in the blanks if y'all want to, who I know personally, that really aren't on tour right now. So let's take it. None of these guys we were just mentioning. Zero of these guys. But they're really well known. They've had 100 people you've heard of. They come work with them. And they've had zero almost success. But they're still a big name, weirdly. I guarantee you, if three people came to me, and none of them got better, and they were names, I'm done on that level. I'd give Mr. Faversham all the lessons in one. Nobody that level is ever coming to me again. And this particular person I'm thinking of has had 100 people that I've heard of, but not credentials. No, my mom, who's 94 and in assisted living, she's heard of them. And you know what I mean? It's like, at some point, wouldn't somebody think maybe it's not that good an idea? He's really calmed down a lot, but just saying, you know, it was never based on anything. It was never bad. What was it based on? It was cool for 5 minutes. I mean, it wasn't really based on they can actually help somebody hit the ball better over a long period of time and win tournaments. You know, at the end of the day, if you're teaching really high level players, your only job is to get them to play better. That's it. And right. You might just rub their neck. If that works,
That means you're doing good. Brian, awesome stuff as always. Hey, thanks for all the friendship too over the years.
Thanks for having me here. No, this,
you're the best.
One of the best guys here, right? Look, there's real people and there's fake people. These are two real people, but this is a good person, right?
You're the best.
All right, Tony.